This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Future and Mrs. Future have a radio program called The Dr. Future Show. They talk about technocracy and technology, and they've got some really interesting takes on what's going on in the world today. We'll talk to the Futures. Dr. and Mrs. Future, whom I've known for now going on 11 years or so, we'll talk to the Futures at the bottom of the hour about the future and about technology and technocracy. We'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.5. A new version of the BTT with a greater ORAC value and a smoother, less sweet taste than Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. You can find that at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, in addition to all the longevity products. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you want to purchase longevity products, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program and perhaps make some money at the same time. If that sounds interesting to you, if you're an entrepreneur and you're looking for a good business, call 866-735-2470 for more info, or just click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, we'll get your calls next segment at 844-236-6010, and Dr. and Mrs. Future will be with us talking technology and technocracy at the bottom of the hour. Perhaps you've heard about the new digital passport that everybody's going to be getting, digital vaccine passport that everybody's going to be getting here in the next couple of years, just to make sure you don't spread the virus. The virus. Craziness that's out there. I talked on the last program about Thomas Cowan's book, which I'm reading now, called The Contagion Myth, in which he presents a very interesting and compelling case that contagion, the idea that diseases spread through the air mysteriously, is actually a myth. And I don't know whether it's true or not, but I can tell you it's never been proven. Yes, it's never been proven. Contagion, the concept, is still one of those ideas that we all assume is true, but it's just never been scientifically verified. And, of course, we know that if you buy into contagion myth, that makes us more susceptible to control.
makes us more susceptible to the idea that we have to lock ourselves in the house, and makes us more susceptible to the idea that we all have to be vaccinated, we all have to be tested, and we all have to be we all have to wear masks. Maybe we should start examining some of our myths, especially when it comes to how we take care of our bodies and how we take care of our health, because we know that throughout history, how we take care of our bodies and how we take care of our the ideas about how we take care of our bodies and how we take care of our health have been not always correct. They used to think that disease was caused by little arrows that elves shot at you from the grass. Or the number 9. Yes, they used to think the number 9 caused diseases. They knew the number 9 caused diseases. Or evil miasmas in the air. Anyway, books The Contagion Myth by Thomas Cowan. We are talking about fungal infections. Now, fungal infections are real. Fungal infections have been verified. If you want a really cool book on fungi, get the book Entangled Life by Merlin Sheldrake. I'm reading it now. Man, is this awesome. All the things that fungi do. The fungal kingdom is everywhere. The fungal kingdom lives inside our bodies. The fungal kingdom is intertwined between the cells of plants. The fungal kingdom is responsible for the life of plants. The fungal kingdom digests pollutants, and they survive in outer space, and they induce psychedelic visions. Of course, we know that we get medicine from the fungal kingdom, and we also know that funguses cause disease. In fact, there's a book called Fungal Disease in Britain and the United States, where they call Candida a disease of antibiotics. Fungal infections mushroomed, if I could use that phrase, fungal infections exploded as soon as we started saturating our environment with antibiotics in about the 1940s or 1950s. One of the most unpleasant manifestations of biological fungal infections in the human body is called thrush. Thrush is a pretty horrific fungal infection that occurs in the mouth and the throat. It's not life-threatening necessarily, but it's just horrific. You get this white fuzziness in your mouth and in your cheeks and the inside of your cheeks and down your throat and on your tongue. Obviously, it's very unpleasant. Thrush is oral candidiasis. It's a candida infection that occurs in the mouth. And it manifests as this white, creamy patch on your tongue or your inner cheek or even down your throat. And it can be pretty horrific to look at, especially if it's in your mouth. You can also have thrush in your genitals. And it's a result of overgrowth of candida, which under normal healthy conditions will exist in your mouth anyway. You do have thrush. You do have candida throughout the body, including in your mouth and in your genitals and in your system inside your body. But under certain conditions, particularly dysbiosis, which is always going to be associated with disease, with chronic disease, you can pretty much assume that if you have a chronic disease, you've got messed up gut bacteria. Dysbiosis is the medical term for messed up bacteria, messed up microbiome. I say gut bacteria, but they live everywhere. So that's another important point, by the way. Intestinal bacteria don't just live in the intestine. We call them intestinal bacteria when they're in the intestine, but they also live on the skin. They also live in the lungs. They also live throughout the body. And there's a certain balance between these bacteria, you can call them good bacteria, and fungal cells. And when we kill off our fungal cells by taking antibiotics or by eating antibiotic-laden food or even drinking chlorinated water or fluoridated water, fungal cells can overgrow. And these fungal cells can spread in the gums, the tonsils, the back of the throat. This usually happens in infants and in the elderly because you have to be pretty immune-suppressed for these fungus to overgrow. So it only occurs, it typically will occur in patients who have suppressed immune systems or weakened immune systems. HIV patients will suffer from these candida infections, these oral candida infections. Babies and the elderly and folks in nursing homes and people who are long-term immune suppressant medications like prednisone or cyclosporine. If you've had a kidney transplant or a liver transplant, they'll put you on a long-term, a chronic, they'll put you for your entire life pretty much. They'll put you on immune suppressant medication, cyclosporine, which, by the way, cyclosporine itself is a fungally derived medication, irony of ironies. And, of course, long-term use of antibiotics, which Pharmacy 101 is you don't stay on an antibiotic for a long period of time. Nonetheless, there are people who are taking antibiotics for months or even years. In any case, all of this can result in thrush. And as early as the 1950s, which is just a mere 10 years after antibiotics first came into common use in the early 1940s, it was recognized that there was a relationship between these really important and revolutionary pharmaceuticals, the antibiotics, and yeast overgrowth. So we knew about this. We knew about the problems associated with antibiotics pretty much within 10 years after we started taking them.
As a culture, that is.
All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get your calls here momentarily. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Longevity products, call 866-735-2470. All right, Dr. Future, Dr. and Mrs. Future will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about technology and technocracy. They have a radio program on KSCO, and also I think it's a podcast too, called The Dr. Future Show, where they talk about various futuristic subjects. I've known the Futures for many years. I remember Dr. Future about maybe 9 years ago walking around with Google Glasses. He was one of the first guys to have Google Glasses. He's a Silicon Valley guy. Anyway, we'll talk to you at the Futures at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here momentarily. So this whole idea of fungal infections and as a disease of modern pharmacology just exemplifies how we misplace our lionization and deification of the medical model. Yes, it's true. Modern medicine is amazing. Can do amazing things. Nonetheless, it may be deifying it and putting it up on a pedestal. Maybe not 100% accurate, or it may not serve us. And we see that candida or overgrowth of candida infections are associated with how we worship medicine. We all think that, at least in the 1940s and 1950s, we were just amazed by the miraculous nature of antibiotics and how you didn't have to worry about your babies dying when they caught a cold anymore. But then 10 years later, all of a sudden we saw that there was a disease caused by or a health challenge that was becoming endemic in the culture that was caused by overuse of antibiotics. And these are the kinds of things that happen in medicine. What's clear and what's true and what's always been true is if you build a strong body, you're not going to get sick. If you build a strong body, if you build a healthy body, you're not going to get sick. Now, some people say that's blaming the victim. Oh, they didn't deserve to get sick. Oh, they had nothing to do with it. It just happened to them. And I'm not saying that if you get sick and it has to do with a weakened immune system or a weakened body that it's your fault or that you want to take blame or that you're a bad person. I'm just saying this is where power comes from. If you accept that you have control over how your body responds to the environment, that gives you a sense of power. Yes, you have to take responsibility now, but it gives you a sense of control. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need an antibiotic. You don't need to interact with the medical model for your diabetes or for your blood pressure. You can make better choices, better food choices, better lifestyle choices. And that's power. That gives you a certain degree of control. There's certain inevitabilities, you know, entropy rules. Crap happens, as they say. So there's certain parameters, of course, within which you have control. And outside of those parameters, just things can happen. But we have much more control than we're led to believe. Reading, this is from the New York Post. Representative Adriano Espolat diagnosed with COVID-19 after getting vaccine. After getting vaccine. New York Representative Adriano Espolat has tested positive for COVID-19 after completing his vaccination against the virus. Because we don't examine our beliefs. We just believe and assume, and I'm not just saying we as people, the media, medical representatives, people believe that a vaccine will keep you from getting infected. That's not what's going to happen. Nobody knows if the vaccine is going to keep you from getting infected, and it very likely it won't. And nobody knows if it's going to prevent transmission, and it very likely won't. If there's this mass crazy movement to have everybody vaccinated, whether or not they've been exposed. Do you know you could have been exposed and you have your own antibodies? They're still going to want to vaccinate you, or you can't go shopping, or you can't go on a plane, or you can't go into another country, or you can't even go into another state, maybe. Because we don't examine our preconceived ideas, our preconceived beliefs. We take on beliefs like a fish takes on a worm. We walk around with our minds open, like a fish's mouth is open in the ocean looking for food, and we just suck up any belief that's given to us. We just believe any story that's told to us without examining. And it's one thing if you want to absorb beliefs mindlessly when it has to do with what car you're going to buy, and advertisers take advantage of this. But it's another thing when it has to do with the health, with your health, the health of your loved ones, the health of your family, the health of your friends. It's not fair. And it behooves all, it's not fair for somebody to do it to us, to feed us beliefs. And it behooves all of us to filter them, to see if they make sense or not. In the case of vaccines, have you ever heard that a vaccine will stop transmission or stop infection? No. Nobody ever said that. They implied it, but they never said it because it's not true. All right, 844-236-6010. Sorry to go off on a rant here. We'll continue talking about Candida and what you can do about it. And I also want to talk about the yeast connection. Dr. William G. Crooks, really seminal as well as important and revolutionary book about how you deal with, about what yeast infections are and how you deal with chronic yeast infections and the yeast connection to chronic disease. All right, let's go to Mary in Oregon. Where you been, Mary? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, Mary? I know. I've been very, very busy. That's why I couldn't call you.
Okay, well, I hope you're healthy and well, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Ben, I live the way I'm supposed to, so I'm as healthy as can be, and Happy New Year to you, too.
I know you are. I've known you now for 10 years or so, and you are a healthy, strong, vibrant, and very intelligent woman. But I only got 2 minutes here. What's going on, Mary?
Okay. I know that Dr. Wallach does not believe in genetic diseases, and neither do I. I believe what he says. What do you think about genetic tendencies in the womb?
Yeah, no, when he says you don't believe in genetic diseases, he doesn't mean that you can't have genetic changes that occur due to malnutrition in the womb. What he means is that the genetic change that occurs in the womb, as you point out, is not a function of heredity as much as it's a function of a poor womb environment for the fetus. See what I'm saying? It's not that he doesn't believe that there's genetic modifications. It's just that he says they're not hereditary, they're epigenetic. Does that make sense, Mary?
Oh, yeah, I understand that completely, and I forgot to add that I also want to know what you think about psychological genetic tendencies.
Absolutely. Epigenetic psychology is absolutely an epigenetic factor. Absolutely. Every thought you think, Mary, every feeling you have, every emotion, if you will, is connected via biochemistry to your genes. You change your genes with your thoughts. Your genes are constantly changing. That means every time you think of one thought even, I don't know if it's one thought, but certainly a complex of thoughts will change your biochemistry and ultimately change your genes via the hormone system. But I think even one thought will do it. You know, the genes are extremely flexible, extremely labile. They're moving and they're changing. They're part of the survival system of the human, so they're aware, or of an animal, I should say, or of a cell, actually. And so they're how they represent the cell's ability to respond to the environment. And the more flexible the gene is, the more responsive the gene is, the more likely the cell is going to be to survive, the healthier the cell will be. So genetics are very responsive to the environment, and that's a really good thing. That means we have so much control, because how we respond to the environment in the macro sense, our psychology and our physiology, will change how our cells respond to the environment at the micro or the genetics, at the genetic level. All right, Mary, thank you for your call. Good to talk to you, and we'll be back on the Bright Side with Dr. and Mrs. Future right after this. Don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We have a search engine plus 11 years, going on 11 years of daily radio daily Bright Side radio programs with lots of good health information. You can review or search, use the search engine to check out a specific topic. If you like, you can also purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and various skin health issues like eczema and psoriasis and acne. As it turns out, healing the skin beautifies it, and that's the missing link in beauty products. They don't heal. If a beauty product doesn't heal, if you can't put on a cut or a scrape or your baby's diaper rash, it's not a beauty product, because the same mechanisms that heal the skin beautify it, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at TruthTreatments.com, and Don't forget to take a peek at our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm really excited to speak to our guests, good friends of mine. I've known them for going on 11 years. I remember when I first met Dr. and Mrs. Future about 11 years ago. I was just blown away by the stuff they knew about technology, but not just technology, but how technology is relevant, how technology is associated with the mind, how technology is associated with our body, how technology is associated with the culture, how it's all links together. Dr. and Mrs. Future have been hosting the Dr. and Mrs. Future show for 11 years now, where they talk about high-tech breakthroughs and as well as the evolution of consciousness, which is really what I love talking about with the Futures. Dr. Future, a.k.a. Al Lundell, was the first West Coast editor of Byte Magazine, B-Y-T-E, that is. And he's right in the... He and Mrs. Future are right there in the belly of the beast of technocracy and technology, the Silicon Valley. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. and Mrs. Future. Hey, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, great to talk to you. I've been wanting to get you on the program for a long time. You know, I'm just going to cut right to the chase here, okay? Technology.
Sure.
Technology has a bad rap, technocracy and the abuse of technology. But one of the things I loved about you guys from the minute I met you is that you see the really beautiful side of technology. And there is a beautiful side to technology. Technology just meaning tools, the science of how to use tools, but advanced technology, advanced tools. You really have a passion and a love for all things that have to do with these kinds of information tools, if you will, because ultimately everything is information. So how do you balance this out with the potential abuse of technology, with the really amazing, mind-blowing things that technology can bring us?
Well, the thing is about technology, as you mentioned, it's a tool. It's a two-edged sword. It can go either way. So it really depends on your awareness and your consciousness and how you use those tools. You know, that's the important thing. And we try to look at how it can evolve us in a good way. And it's very powerful in that it can destroy us, but it can also bring us into more evolved awareness.
So yeah, is there... Go ahead, Ms. Future.
That technology is part of human evolution, is part of the evolution of life. It's not separate. And so, like in the creative force, we fill it with our intentions. And so it's very important to fill it with the intentions of the greatness that we can achieve, because nature does to extend nature's grasp. We do that with our intelligence.
So would you say that technology has to have the right context for it to be a force for good? It has to occur within the right context, the right mental or consciousness context?
Well, I say intention, so you could call that a mental context, but we have to ask technology to do things that are wonderful. And we're from the Think Different generation, where we really saw the world take off with all the new possibilities of being connected in a way that we never were before. Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So if we're not ready mentally or through consciousness, or advanced enough mentally or through consciousness, and we still have the ability to work with technology, can't that be dangerous?
Well, I would say that we have... Everything goes in cycles, and we are in the labor pains of birthing the era of our society. So we have to figure out how to deal with the negative undercurrents of the troll culture that we currently find ourselves in. But I think we're going to transcend it, because there is a lot more power in joy, optimism, creativity.
Way more fun.
Right. Yeah, we're not leveraging fun. We're not taking advantage of the fun aspect of things, right? We're so stuck in our survival brain. Go ahead.
Yeah. The amygdala. Stuck in the amygdala.
The reptilian brain.
The fun
is in creativity and imagination and play, which are not part of the survival, not in the world of the amygdala.
That's right. And yet they have to coexist with the amygdala. You know, we've got to be the full human here.
I guess,
we probably need to evolve in a society that doesn't capitalize on fear and manipulation and we have to capitalize on generosity, human potential,
mm-hmm.
actual. You know, we really need to prioritize different qualities of who we are as humans.
Yeah, we're far more than brain stem.
Yeah, you know that as you're talking, I'm thinking of when, like, a few years ago, Dr. Future. Remember, you were walking around with those Google glasses.
Yes, yes.
When they first came out, and so to me, with that was cool in itself. But there's a metaphor there, and that's how you see the world. You see the world, you, Dr. Future, and Mrs. Future. You guys see the world through the lens of technology, and because you're positive, because you're positive people, you see the positive things that can happen with it.
We can. And at the same time, you know, the Bay Area where we live is also a cauldron for understanding human nature itself. When I met Mrs. Future, for example, she had been in a community in San Francisco that had been exploring new lifestyles and understanding relationships.
Yeah, we called it culture sculpture. And,
That's great. That's great. Culture sculpture. That is awesome. Because that's what we want to do. We want to consciously sculpt our culture, and we want to consciously sculpt our lives, I believe. And that's kind of interesting how you said that about San Francisco and about the Bay Area, because there's kind of like, there's a sort of a two opposite ways of life that are parallel. They're opposite, but they're together in a way. And that's the honoring of the body and honoring of the physical world, as well as the honoring of the mental world and of ideas. And it's kind of like a cool little melding that you have out there, and you guys live that way too.
We do. We have a stationary bike, and we put on our VR goggles, and we go and take a bike tour of Yosemite on our stationary bike.
In VR. In VR.
Yeah, useful for mind-body connectivity. When you use it in that context, you can use it to become just a blob of protoplasm if you wanted to, but if you combine it with things like stationary bikes,
you're exercising your body, working with your body. We have a little disconnect there. I hope we didn't lose the Futures. All right, you're still here. Okay, good. So we're talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future about the future. When we come back, I want to talk about the vaccine passport and the vaccine. I want to hear what the Futures have to say about that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. and Mrs. Future of the Dr. and Mrs. Future show on KSCO once a week. And you got archives and all kinds of, you can get on through KSCO, you can get the archives on that, right, guys?
Absolutely. 11 years, just like you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think, yeah, we started probably about the same time doing this. So before I want to get into this vaccine passport thing, but before we do, you kind of touched on this idea of VR, which I absolutely love, and you've been telling me about VR since I met you, you know, what it's going to do, and the more I study VR and the more I look at it, sometimes I wonder if we're not in VR, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reality is virtual in a way. We're synthesizing it, right, in our brains. It's like just waves out there, and somehow it turns into our reality. So we are in VR in a certain kind of way. But when you do what you're saying, when you put the helmet on and you get on the bike, it kind of separates your mind from your body a little bit, so you can kind of see the distinction between the two, right?
You become aware of the fact that you are in a different reality all of a sudden. You know, it's almost like in an altered state, but one day, as soon as you take the helmet off, you're back to normality.
Yeah, it is totally an altered state because your mind is entering into a different, it's an altered reality. It's entering into a programmed reality somehow, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah,
you begin to see yourself as a mind. You begin to see that you're really a mind. It's separated from your body.
You're experimenting with some new programs in VR that really allow you to start combining your mind with other minds in very interesting ways.
Yeah. Whoa. Is that already out there? That's already out there?
Yeah. Experiments being done at Stanford and University in Lisbon, Portugal, and we're part of a beta experimental group where your body isn't you perceive each other as a cloud of energy.
Oh,
and you can move your cloud.
Oh, come on.
It's pretty interesting.
In VR, you put the VR helmet on and everybody becomes a cloud of energy?
Yeah, yeah. And then you can combine clouds into one, you know, where you all feel like you are in the same, you know, body together. You know, or same mind together.
Oh, my goodness. What does that do for your perspective in real life? Like when you go home or you're driving?
Feel more connected with people, you know, so in a sense it brings a socialization that normally you would not experience where you feel, have a good conversation with someone in person. It can be like that, only they're far away and you felt like you somehow in with them or held them in a way. That's fascinating.
Yeah, for me, I felt like I had just come out of an ecstatic meditation with friends.
That's awesome. Is it because you lost your ego in a way? Like your boundaries are gone? It's like your sense of separation?
Well, the loss of ego, it was the profound sense of being connected. The very thing that everybody in this COVID era is talking about is the sense of being separated.
Right.
It was a profound sense of being deeply connected to all life, just because you were in this space that had no boundaries, but your presence and other people's presence were mingling like clouds of dust. I mean, it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, we'll send you some info.
Please do. Please do. What's
that? Enuma.
Say again. I'm sorry. You guys are kind of coming out just a little bit. What? Tell me what it's called.
Enuma.
A N.
Enuma.
A N or A P N.
M.
N U M A.
A P N U M A. Enuma.
A S.
I'm sorry, you guys are. I'm losing you. Okay, so I'll have to catch you after because you're cutting out just a little bit. So what do you guys think about this vaccine passport using information, or even more broadly, the accumulation of data, of people's personal data, shapes, biometrics, that kind of thing? Does that trouble you at all?
Yes.
Very much.
Yes. Very dangerous, especially since it's probably not even necessary for better health. You know, the vaccine can be abused as a form of control, and we're very concerned about that.
And we're in an era where leaders are flagrantly violating laws. They're making up their own rules. They're mm-hmm. going around the legislature. They're, you know, not interested in whether the Constitution allows it or not. They're not preserving our traditions. So for them to start proposing to attach things that are public rights and consumer rights, like travel, to this kind of arbitrarily poor decision to make people get vaccinated when the injection itself is highly experimental, is an invasion mm-hmm. of the right to informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very slippery slope towards the totalitarian manipulation of the public, and I strongly disagree with it.
And there are prophylactics we could use.
Sure. There's just taking care of yourself. How's that? You know, just vitamin C.
Enhanced immune system. What a concept.
See, what a concept, right? You want to talk about high technology. Have you studied the immune system, the digital chemistry of the immune system? Because it is kind of digital chemistry. Chemistry is digital, by the way. Biochemistry is digital. It's not analog. It's on off.
Yeah, there's a department at MIT studying that aspect of it. It's a whole new way of thinking about the immune system that mainstream medicine has not yet adopted.
And this idea,
therein
this idea.
Lies,
go ahead. It's like an information processing system.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Processing, and it's also part. It also is part of a larger ecosystem with thousands, not millions, of other microbes that are part of its milieu, if you will.
Yeah, something that fascinates me is the idea that a virus is, say, 70 to 80,000 times smaller than a cell.
Yeah.
And a cell is a trillionth of our body, and yet, you know, cells themselves are only a certain portion, and then the microbiome is like another portion of our body. And
it's
an ecosystem we barely know about.
Also, the virome, you have viruses that live in your body like you have microbes. You have a microbiome, a world of mushrooms, or fungus, actually, in your body. You even have a parasitome. You even have a world of parasites. And we're a complete ecosystem that is so elaborate and complicated that there's no way even in thousands and thousands of years we could understand or figure it all out.
Yeah, I was talking to Paul Stamets about that the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love Paul. Santa Cruz? Is he a Santa Cruz guy?
He was here. He was here for a debut of a film on mushrooms. It's kind of called The Fungi. It's an amazing film, by the way.
I'm reading the book Fantastic Fungi right now, actually. And we've been talking about it. Yeah, yeah. I'm reading it as we speak.
Well,
It's a great book, and the website goes with it. It's full of the most amazing slow-mo photography
of mushrooms. They're amazing. Do you know they make computers out of slime molds? Do you know about that stuff? They're using slime mold computers. Slime molds conduct or process information like a computer. Slime mold cells, and they generate electrical charges. And they just use huge organisms, fungal computers. Go ahead.
It sounds like Dune from Frank Herbert.
Yeah, I've heard of it in science fiction, but that's great to know.
Isn't that great to know?
I'd like to know more about that. That's reality.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually have them yet, but it's kind of like they're cooking with it. It's in the works because slime molds have this electrical property and they store information. And really, all cells do. All cells are digital. And there's this thing, you know about digital biology? You guys know about digital biology?
Well, it's
an academic. There's digital physics, yeah. The world is, the whole digital nature thing, and that gives us power to work with it. It's not just hypothesizing or, just philosophizing. You can really have a lot of power over your body if you understand how it processes information and how it works at the digital level, the on-off level, because that's choice, right? That's what you're talking about intent.
Yeah.
That's the power of intent is based on the digital nature of everything. But we're not led to believe that because it doesn't look that way. Because our eyes dampen the spaces between the digits, so it looks analog, right? It looks kind of like smooth and continuous.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Einstein couldn't handle that nature, the discrete nature of reality as digital. I think he kind of freaked out about it.
Well, the future is the resolution keeps getting better.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, VR might be a way in which the digital nature of reality could be enhanced.
I want to talk to you about that because that sounds interesting. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but we're out of time, Dr. Future. But I want you to hang on. Will you hang on the line because I wanted to say goodbye to you guys?
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was as invigorating as I thought it would be, intellectually invigorating, Dr. and Mrs. Future. And their radio program is the Dr. Future Show. And you can get that at KSCO.com. KSCO.com. By the way, KSCO does an awesome job, and it's a super cool independent radio station with lots of good stuff on the air. KSCO.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.